which was a decidedly puzzling remark. She had just been offered a ready-made scapegoat, and she had refused it. In his mind, Rutledge went back over what she'd just said, listening for nuances. Well, if she was trying to shift the direction of the inquiry, she had done it with an odd subtlety that was only just short of brilliant. Davies, out of her range of vision, was nodding as if he agreed with her about Mavers being the killer, and she'd said nothing of the sort. If it hadn't occurred to her that the captain needed defending, why had questions about the quarrel made her so wary? Had Harris been at fault there, and she was trying to preserve his good name, his reputation? Rutledge moved to the mantel, hoping that the change in angles might help him see her more clearly in the shadows. But her face was closed, her thoughts so withdrawn from him that he might as well try to read the engraving on the silver bowl at her elbow. The padded light reached neither of them. "Is there anyone else in the village, to your knowledge, with a reason to wish your guardian dead?" "Charles had no enemies," she sighed. "There are those who might wish Mark dead, if you believe the gossips, but Charles, he was never here long enough to make enemies. He was a soldier, and leave was a rare thing, a time of respite, not for stirring up trouble. No land disputes, no boundary quarrels, no toes stepped on in the county. I've not heard of them, but ask Lawrence Royston, his agent. He can tell you about running the estate, and whether there were disputes that might have festered. I can't help you there. I only came here to live near the end of the war, when I'd finished school. Before that, I was allowed to visit on school holidays, when Charles had leave. Otherwise, I went home with one of my classmates. Questioning her was like fencing with a will-o'-the-wisp. I don't know. I can't help you there. I didn't go riding that morning." And yet he had believed her when she said that hanging the murderer would bring her comfort. In his experience, the shock of sudden violent death often aroused anger and a thirst for vengeance. But it seemed to be the only natural, anticipated reaction he'd gotten from her. Why did she keep drifting away from him?